previously on Best in Show.
So what's going on, buddy? Tiger?
I have a high... What?
Friend?
Good morning. Hi. I'm a little bleary-eyed this morning.
How could you be bleary-eyed? It's the 100th episode of Best in Show.
None of you guys want comics, so I'm, you know.
It's true.
No, I plan in my new house to actually have a fireplace, so I would love to have some comics.
Kindling.
Well, if you want comics, you can pick up Scooby-Doo 128, which came out this week. That was written by me and Nick Pefora.
Oh, my. I'm a gab-gab guy. So, hey, Brian, you never said what you were going to give your money to.
Yeah, I couldn't think of anything like witty or funny. In all honesty,
you should start a Walt Whitman boxing club down at Gleason's.
In all honesty, I would just divvy it. I mean, fam...
Please call it the Mad Poets Society.
My feelings on Cloverfield, without spoiling, by Chris Schiavo. On Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. But
all right, well, the only thing I have one question, and it's not going to take anything away from people who didn't see the movie.
Oh, jeez.
If you're out on a date with your girlfriend, okay, and you go on a Coney Island, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible to use up 7 hours worth of tape?
Because our radio station server is not working properly, so
okay,
it's just us.
All right, I thought it was me.
No, it's not you. It's not you. It's us, buddy. It's us.
It's me.
It's always
right.
Brian.
It's probably just the one guy there, right?
Yes, exactly.
We're all taking it for the team, but I'm sure it's just the producer.
Wow! Wow!
No, it's me. I'll take it.
Not only is the chick magnet incredibly magnetic to ladies, he's unbelievably intelligent too. Let's go Giants, seriously.
Right.
Super.
Or if you want to come sit in my chair every Sunday morning while I sleep, that's good too, you know.
The same way that my showing up in a movie with the rest of the show, you know, that flakiness is expected from Keith. Allow me to play previously on Best in Show as prepared by Fred.
Keith, I'm going to say this. Your previously on Best in Show was better, and I'm going to take my hat off to you.
As a result?
And as a result, you could do it every week. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah, you've got to be honest, though. The work that you did on it, much more thorough. You went to previous shows. You do a really great job. You excel at it. Step up.
Yeah, you can
step up and do it.
You're such
you got it.
You're such a what I called Chris before.
And you said it once. You could say it.
Screw you're
it.
Such an asshole.
Episode 100 of Best in Show Radio that is happening today is not the 100th episode that we're doing.
No!
Today is actually our 99th episode of Best in Show.
Yeah!
So we're going to get to do this again next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now my pleasure to introduce the best of the best. Best in Show.
Welcome.
Sassy Sunday morning for you here on TPX Radio. It's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com, exclusively on a bunch of things that we do, so not that exclusive. Get us on the hotline if you so choose, 877-744-6405. Get us on the instant messenger at Best in Show Brian, Best in Show Chris, or Best in Show Keith. That's Best in Show Keith, Best in Show Brian, or Best in Show Chris. Doo-doo-doo. Doo-doo-doo. Hey! Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. It's Best in Show. You guys love that part. Stop it. If you're not in the chat room already, you're probably not listening. But if you aren't, and you are, then head over to bestinshowradio.com, click on contact, click on chat room, or go to tpxradio.com and click on chat. Be part of the magic, the fantasy cavalcade that is our program here, week in and week out. My name is Chris. Our producer, as always, is Brian.
Hello.
We've got Fred.
That is my name.
Sitting in with us this week, a special, special friend of the show, our buddy Dennis.
Woo!
And look at the princess. Look at the princess as he walks down that aisle. It's Keith.
How beautiful. The princess feels very ill today.
Oh, you're telling me. You're telling me. Wait, this is the best part.
You're looking ill. Keith, sing along.
Yeah, Keith, why don't you sing along?
No, I wouldn't do that. I don't blaspheme David Bowie like you do.
Tomorrow's us. Oh, shucks. As I was just saying before, our buddy Dennis Kalo, our buddy Dennis Kalo is in the studio.
Leave the guy's religion out of it.
Sorry, he's a buddhist.
Speak about my buddhism here.
In order to be seen on our chat room video, Dennis, you're going to have to suck face with Chris fairly regularly.
Or you could move. You could feel free to move Keith's camera around to and fro, and
yeah,
all
that's
that
probably
stuff.
A better idea.
I could sit on your lap, Chris.
Why don't we just turn my camera towards him?
No, but we
every week, even when he's not.
That's
here.
Fine. I got
like
no problem with that.
You over here.
Excellent. Well, as I was saying, Dennis Kalo from Saints and Lovers is in with us this week to talk about some interesting things, lots of fun party time, pizza, and all terrific things. I just want to say before the show even starts, as we're getting ready to go, as things are off the rails and ready to begin, I am a little worse for wear today because last night was my cousin's 30th birthday party. And it was an all-you-can-drink extravaganza that went all night here on Staten Island that I didn't go to because I was actually homesick. And the reason I'm actually not feeling well is because, I don't know, I think I have an upper respiratory infection. So I'm really psyched for you guys. And hey, at least you guys will be able to pick up the slack for me because I know that everyone's feeling healthy, just as healthy as me today. Right, Keith?
Oh, I feel fantastic. I went to work with a fever yesterday. That was a fun 8 hours.
Yeah, this has been an unbearably hideous week.
I woke up yesterday and it felt like I swallowed a yard of barbed wire down my throat.
You're sick too?
Oh, yeah. Oh, come on.
I got my barbed wire. Where?
You didn't go to all you could drink thing because you had, what, a fever?
Yeah, well, actually, I didn't go to my all you could drink thing because I'm antisocial and had no plans of leaving my house.
Exactly.
The sickness was a convenient excuse.
It was a perfect excuse. It made life so much easier for me. But yeah, no, my daughter got sick earlier in the week, and actually during last week's show, she was actually a little bit sick, and it got worse throughout the week, found out she had an upper respiratory infection, and she was, very good, and then she was goodly enough to pass it along to my wife, and then to me.
What do you mean good? I'm coughing.
No, goodly, and that's that, so that's where I'm personally at right now. Then last night, I get an instant message from Keith's wife.
Wait, I'm sorry, that was real?
No, it wasn't real.
So last night,
I'm sick, I'm not that sharp today.
So last night I get an instant message from Keith's wife saying, the big baby's in the other room getting his mommy's probably breaking up children's aspirin for him, trying to make him feel better. I was like, wait, he's sick too? Yeah, so just thought I'd let you know that your wife really loves you.
Yeah, no, I saw all the... She sent me all the text messages.
Yeah, something like that, like breaking a baby aspirin form or something like that.
What happened is my mother lives across the hall from me, and my brother lives with his wife in another apartment downstairs. So my mother sometimes will like knock at our door and give us a bottle of children's aspirin and say, take one of these every day because it's good to prevent heart attacks or something like
take
that.
Take one of these every 9 minutes for to have any effect on you.
So Eileen...
Unless you weigh 40 pounds.
Yeah, so my wife couldn't handle the fact that that she knocked at the door and handed me a bottle of children's aspirin, so it's just a recurring theme.
Speaking of Keith's wife, I check my MySpace every now and then, and I say, there's new comments on my pictures, you know, on my MySpace. So I go to my pictures, and I see Keith's wife has posted a picture underneath one of my photos saying, you don't really look like this in real life. That was one, right? Then I go to the other picture, and it's like a weird picture of me playing a show, playing bass, and she underneath Keith's wife goes, "This picture, you look like you're having a baby." why is she dissing me? Why is she dissing
me? She's very mean to people she likes.
It's got to the point that the last time that we were, she was sending messages, she was starting to post pictures of people with small penises on my page. That's where it was at. She was just posting pictures, and she's like, "That's you, isn't it? This is your little..." Isn't it? Over and over again.
Oh, I don't even remember that.
Yeah, and then it just got to the point where I was like, could there just not be gay porn all over my MySpace page, please?
I know she used to IM it to you all the time.
Oh, yeah, like crazy. But no, yeah, on the MySpace too. It's good stuff.
She used to do that with me too, but
you could get arrested for that. You could really get her arrested.
For what?
For like posing.
It wasn't little. They weren't small because they were 8 years old.
But still, if you.
Yeah, it was like midget porn. It wasn't like child porn.
Of course. But it was porn anyway.
Yeah, but porn's not illegal. Yes. If you're a consenting adult.
Oh, wait, it is Sunday, though.
Oh.
Yeah. Small penis yikes. Porn should be illegal.
Yikes. Small penises should be illegal.
We all
guilty
should go
as
jail.
Charged.
Hey, speak for yourself, buddy. I ain't going to jail.
Whoa. Wait, that's... Oh, see, I'm not going to go into that.
What, that you've seen Dennis's...
I've definitely seen Dennis in all his glory. But when I say all his glory, flaccid glory, that was... Fantastic.
And by fantastic.
This is already the route that we've gone.
Yeah. So he's just being modest. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
So, rock star. How could he not be hung like a freaking bison?
Awesome. Awesome. Rockstar Dennis joining us this week. So Saints and Lovers, the new record just coming out now. What's the stuff? What's the poop? I was going to say.
What's the poop? The poop is, well, it took us, we worked on it for 2 years.
Okay.
We went on a very long... I want to face you, but I can't, so I'm going to answer your question.
I'm not even here. Look at the wall. It's much better. It's more attractive than me, and better that you not breathe my air.
You know, there's a lot of distracting stuff here. The Best in Show, Love Has No Prejudice picture is probably one of the best pictures I've ever seen in my life. I mean, yeah, it's just incredible.
Of Chris and Keith touching
Chris
bellies.
Chris and Keith touching bellies, and their foreheads are touching, too.
It's romance.
You know, the people who are witnessing this on webcam can't see it, but it's...
We're trying to look at each other's shame.
You're trying to see each other's shame.
Hey, Dennis, did you record this by yourselves?
Yeah, we did it for 2 years, and we recorded it in our guitar player's apartment in Chelsea. And it wasn't supposed to sound like that, but this is a remix.
You guys got a little drunk, though. So
yeah,
it takes chances.
But we mixed everything ourselves, and then this guy named Fred Kevorkian.
No.
Any relation? No relation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no relation, thank God. But he
killed the whole
it.
Project right in the middle.
He assisted our musical suicide, basically. So we got it mastered with him, and now we're putting it out.
No label, no nothing.
No label, no nothing.
You're going like the new Radiohead route.
Exactly. Except we're not, you know, fortunately for them, they had, you know, millions and millions of dollars of promotion and years of touring before they were able to do that.
Totally.
I mean, to do something like that is a real, I mean, that was huge.
Do you think that's the new way of... new way of music? Do you think that's where it's going?
I don't think people want to pay for music anymore.
No.
That's good to hear, because I stole your record too, actually.
It's on a BitTorrent right now, so if anyone's listening, you can just download it. We're going to try and sell the record.
Sure.
You know, some people may want to buy it. You know, some
and so did Radiohead. Radiohead just put it out with some extra stuff in it.
Right.
Yeah, they give a different quality. I think, yeah, they give you a higher quality and a nice little package if you went to get the store-bought product versus the download.
Yep.
Whereas the download, you could have named your price, and my price was zero. I paid exactly $0.00.
I didn't even go as that far. You went to the actual website and went there? I just went to my... wherever I go to steal music.
LimeWire or whatever.
I wasn't going to name them. But.
Yeah, but this is my point, is that like for a band like us, you know, we really don't care. Because we're like, okay, well, we're not on a label. We don't have to fight for anything. We don't owe anyone any money. We only owe ourselves money.
Yep.
And, you know, the more people want to put it out themselves, well, why not? And if they want to buy it, great. You know what I mean? But I think the more people are sharing this first record... we may not be able to pay our rent, but
the exposure is worth more than what you're whatever you're going to get off of a CD.
Exactly.
You know, what you want is you want the exposure, you want to get the notoriety, you want to be able to tour with it and have people wanted to show up and see this band. That oh man, this thing that I got, even though it didn't cost me $6, it cost me $0 to get it. Would you rather have that person show up at your show, or would you rather have that person pay the $6? You know, I mean. you know, well, you want to do both, of course. But hey, if you got to choose one, I'd say you want to get a fan for free, a fan for life for free, as opposed to chasing someone away with having to make them pay if they don't want to pay.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is that if we were on a label right now, it would be a struggle. You know, we would have to be either fighting with them about, like, well, we want to, you know, and a lot of bands don't even make money off of their downloads if their music is downloaded. Yeah. You know what I mean? And
those record companies will put a little money into, until you make right. that little money back. Exactly. They ain't gonna put any more into you.
Yeah. So it's almost like let's give it away, see what happens. And yep. if people want to buy it, great. You know, there are like a bunch of people on our MySpace page that are like, I can't wait for the album to come out. I want to buy it. But you know, we can't police it. We know people totally. Are gonna rip copies totally. And. You know, and we're actually happy about that.
Mm-hmm. Now that I have it, I'm going to be ripping copies like crazy. You guys could swing by my
Can
house, giving away free copies of the Saints and Lovers. Like, what's the name of the record?
It's pronounced Still or Stilla. It's
German for still.
Exactly. Yes. Thank you, Freddie.
Fred Gunch.
Fred Gunch. Nine.
I think that's German for Gunch.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
So what's your hit song? What's the one that all the kids are going to be dancing to?
There are two. We think there are two, but we think that "Let Me Drown," the third track, is probably the one that speaks to the biggest audience. It's yeah, it has the drums in the beginning, and we're actually filming a video for this in February.
Do we let this one speak for itself?
Sure.
Why don't you pump it up a little bit and let people actually enjoy "Saints and Lovers" on TPX Radio, Best in Show. If this is not a testament to how much I enjoyed that, I desperately wanted to go into the other room to make myself a vodka drink, but the call to stay here and listen to the song was more important to me than going to get vodka. Excellent stuff, man. I really, really dig that.
Thank you so much. Stuff.
What are you guys, a three-piece?
We write everything. Well, let me clarify. We just added a member. Gina Lee, Scott's
girl,
Scott's fiance, yeah,
pretty cute.
And then yes, she is.
So are MySpace. Oh, I gotta say it. Come on.
I know. Well, the funny thing is like we, you know, we get ads all the time on MySpace, and like some guy wrote this comment, and you know, she's engaged to our guitar player. So like, I come into the studio one day, and I was like, yeah, you know, we get this really weird comment. Some guy was just like, love the music, really love the girl. Like that's the way I read it. Yeah. And so my guitar player goes, yeah. good sport.
He had to prepare himself for that as soon as she was in the band. You know that's gonna happen. You know.
But yeah, so we added her. She plays keyboards now because I was handling too much live, and now we're already writing material for the second record, and she's become, I mean, a major part of it now because she's an incredible, you know, keyboard player. And
I think being in a band with girls, I was in a band with girls, maybe two bands in my life with girls, and I find them so distracting to be in a band with girls because all you do is just look at them.
Cradle.
I was in Cradle, and I was in Saturday with you, Dennis. And
oh,
all
Lisa Gonzalez.
Every rehearsal, I would just stare at least I wouldn't even know what I was playing. I would just be like, oh, this girl's so hot.
Isn't that why we formed the band?
I think that's why I went to jail.
She was an unbelievably terrific thing to look at, the singer of your old group Saturday.
She still is. She's cute.
Do you still have those demos? I know you have those.
Oh, I have them. Oh, I have them. Your producer at the time had them. I got them. I'll bust those out one day. I gotta hook you up with everything.
Have you had Jack Swade on the show?
No, Jack Swade. He's been retired. He's a recluse at this point. The producer and the former pro wrestler. He just doesn't really. He doesn't show his face much anymore. He just hides in the shadows. But I'll get the tapes from him and I'll get that stuff to you.
I would love that.
I really want to hear that stuff, man. I mean, we were a train wreck, but it was a good train wreck.
I had fun. I played in Frank's attic.
It was so noisy. Yeah,
every week.
Yeah. Which is funny because that's where, I mean, from there, like, that's what I really wanted to do. Like, that kind of noisy, melodic stuff. That's what we were doing, right? Mm-hmm.
Like, well, let's get into that for a second, if you will. Like, your musical lineage or history or whatever. Like, you came up as, like, a punk rock kid for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, you know, punk rock, ska, whatever you want to say, kid. And, you know, how many different iterations of the punk rock band were there until... You know, like you say, the group with Fred Saturday that kind of brought you into the more not crap music quite simply.
So let's see. I was 17 and I was in a band called Puddle. You guys remember that, right?
Yes, totally. We do.
That was my first band. I said, if you guys can find it online, I don't think there's anything online, but we were awful.
Can I just take a minute? Today is somewhat of a reunion, if you did not know, because in 1995, Dennis, who was in a band called Puddle at the time, he was interviewed on WSIA, the Staten Island radio station, and the producer for this segment is our very own Keith. And directly behind the laptop that is sitting in front of Brian right now is an audio copy of Puddle on WSIA from September of 1995. I will spare you all making you listen to it right now, although I'm sure Seth would love to hear it. But it's some pretty exciting stuff. So I know there's a big reunion for you guys.
And if you didn't know what bands you used to be in, I have a little game for you to play in a little while.
Okay.
That I took lyrics from your different band, all your different bands, and you have to guess what lyric from what band they are.
I think we should just do that. I think we should, instead of...
That's going to be good. We'll see.
It'll be coming up a little later on in the show here.
That's
on TPX.
Really funny. I think I have a feeling I know what the worst one is going to be, but...
And they go back before Puddle, I'll tell you that much.
Wait, I was in bands before Puddle?
Yes, you were.
What band was I? Oh, no! Okay. This is like, you know that horrific moment on what's behind inside the actor's studio when they find their, like, children's pictures of them naked, and he's like,
actually, I found your picture of you naked masturbating to a sheep.
You know, and... Oh man, I didn't know you had that. Like, can I say that on the air?
Of course you can. Of course, friend.
Don't say sheep.
Yeah. Could you reenact exactly what went through Dennis's mind right there? I think it went something to the effect of no or something like that. How'd that go?
No, no.
Yeah, well, that game's going to be fun. But yeah, but it was like, it went from like, you know, we grew up, I grew up in like the although I wasn't like, you know, part of the hardcore thing until like later on, you know.
That Staten Island was very prevalent for.
Right, exactly. And but I hooked up with all you guys. Like, I met you, and I met Chris, and I met Rachel and Biz. Mm-hmm. From, you know, Biz from Cradle. They were the ones that introduced me to like shoegaze and all that kind of stuff. And I was like 18 years old, mm-hmm. at the time, and it changed my life. Like, you know, you hear Slow Dive Slovaki for the first time, awesome. And you're like, what? Oh my god!
Who could not like Lush?
Oh,
Lush
yeah,
is great.
Lush, yeah, yeah, and all this other stuff. Lush was actually introduced to me more through, which is da 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 da, after Saturday Baby Gopal, which was obviously Ray Capo's wife's band that I was in for a little while.
You know, I would love to make fun. When you brought up the punk rock thing, I was about to say, and then everyone grew up, except I spent most of the week listening to Underdog for some reason. I don't know where that came. It was I went on an Into Another kick, and that led into me downloading the Underdog album from iTunes. So,
you know what it is? It's not that it's necessarily bad or anything. It's just that It generally evolves in every one of us. I would think that your taste evolves from the, you know, the jump jump jump, I love it, you know, that stuff to being something more, you know, something more mature. And
but it's always there, so you end up going back to it. Oh, I doubt a month from now I'll still be listening to Underdog, but it's you always kind of bounce
gonna,
back.
You're gonna loan me the record, so well, you're not gonna have it to listen to it anymore.
I'm gonna listen to Murphy's Law instead.
I'm listening to the same indie rock from the mid-90s today, like I still am. Arches of Loaf, Tsunami,
I was going to say, if I get the mixed tape that you made for me in like 1990 and played it right now versus what you actually have in your car right now, it would probably be the exact same
tape.
Same tape, exactly.
Oh, it's not in my car anymore? You stole it so you can drive around and listen to it?
He asked all the guy to buy Voices albums on vinyl, but he didn't want to record them.
No, again. Just B-1000. Just B-1000. That's it. That's
I love one. Arches of Love.
They're great, dude. Ooh. They're great.
Yeah. This is why we got along musically, I remember.
Why did we break up? Whatever happened?
Nothing. We just stopped. We were just like...
Let's blame it on Frank.
Let's blame it on Frank. Yeah, Frank kicked us out of his... we couldn't rehearse in Frank's attic anymore.
Was that the thing?
We'll just say that was it. Yeah, it was all Frank's fault.
Yeah, I gotta be honest. Like, you talk about being distracted by the girl in the band. I don't think if there was any reason for me to, on a regular basis, to be hanging out with Lisa on a regular basis, I don't think there'd be any reason for me to stop doing that. I would find a reason. Hey, you know what? I think I want to work on some lyrics together. Why don't you come over and we could sit and write poetry together?
But she had a boy. I think she had
light some
boyfriend.
Candles.
She's married.
Yeah.
Burn some incense. Yeah. Well, yeah. She wasn't married then, though.
No, but she had a boyfriend then.
Close.
I think she was taken. Yeah.
But
know,
I loved her. But I loved her then.
Is that why you know what? Calling Fred to come work on the show? Is that like this long same line?
Next topic. Next topic.
As a testament to her, she I saw her with her new band. They're kind of like a metal band. She what looks the same.
Totally. I saw her.
She has not
a couple
aged.
Months ago, maybe it was. Totally.
Yeah, she actually looks younger, which is weird.
The crazy thing about her, she looks younger, almost high school age. When I saw her, actual music actually came from the heavens when she was walking by. It went something like this. Even though this song is for you, Donna, I'm thinking about BCG, and I got a boner. It's a news report. Hey, Vanessa. Sorry, buddy. I don't even understand. I don't even understand what happened. It was just where my head was at.
Fortunately, I didn't actually hear the words you said, so
good.
You're all clear.
It's much better that you didn't hear it. It's much better that you didn't hear it. What's going on, pal?
Was this something filthy?
Yeah.
You weren't the victim of the sexual harassment, though. Don't worry.
No, I didn't sexually harass you.
Donna's got a lawsuit pending.
Oh, God.
Oh.
So what's going on, buddy? Where are you at today?
Well, I think it's about time we all got on the same page about this whole circumcision thing. Not owning a penis myself, I'm turning to you guys to weigh in on this important debate, to cut or not to cut. The debate over the preservation of one 12-year-old boy's foreskin has gone all the way to the Supreme Court in Oregon. For 3 years, the boy's father, who converted to Judaism in 2004, has been trying to have his son circumcised as part of the faith. The mother appealed to the High Court to keep her son intact, saying the operation could harm her son physically and psychologically. On Friday, the Supreme Court ruled that the 12-year-old himself should have say in the decision, and if the boy wants the operation, then the mother's motions will be denied. If the boy does not want to be circumcised, the father's continuing custody of his son will be analyzed by the courts. So this got me thinking. If the Supreme Court agrees that a 12-year-old should have a say in which parts of his body he chooses to hang on to, why are newborns robbed of this decision and ritualistically altered within hours of their birth? Automatic, non-medical circumcision is on the decline, but the topic remains one of the most controversial in pediatrics today. At this point, I had intended to describe the circumcision procedure done on most male babies in the United States and without anesthesia, but I've decided against it because one of you might throw up. Suffice to say, the description included the words penis, cut, bleeding, clamp, crushing, scalpel, and blunt probe. For Jews, circumcision is law and was the first commandment given Abraham by God, that his foreskin be cut and that all male children to follow should have their foreskins cut as a sign of their covenant with God. For everyone else, it is possibly the anachronistic result of the myth that a man would face future disease, injury, and locker room jokes if his penis were to lack customary trimming. 19th century physicians suggested that the child's penis produced itchy substances which encouraged masturbation. As they believed masturbation caused insanity, blindness, tuberculosis, and a litany of other diseases for which they could offer no other cure, these early physicians urged parents to employ aggressive hygiene. Boy babies began to be circumcised automatically in the U.S. as a measure against filth. But as time has gone on and circumcision clearly did not slow down the masturbatory habits of anyone, why is genital mutilation still a common practice in this country? When I ask men about the hypothetical futures of the genitals of their unborn male children, those who have been circumcised all seem to lean towards continuing non-medical cutting because of a concept that the boy should resemble the father. And maybe he should. Or maybe that's ridiculous. Like I said, I'd like you all to weigh in because I'm not really sure how I'm supposed to feel about foreskins. I do not have a penis. I'm Vanessa Cheatwood.
The amazing part is now it seems that maybe my my theme song lyrics were actually kind of apropos. They kind of fit a little bit. What's up?
No, nothing. Go ahead. Sorry.
Are you gonna? If you have a boy, hypothetical, you have a boy. Are you going to get him cut?
That's never going to happen.
That's why I said hypothetical.
Yeah, but it's hard to answer a hypothetical question.
Come on. Are you cut?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you wouldn't get your kid cut?
I don't know. I don't know if... yeah, I probably wouldn't.
If there isn't some sort of emotional struggle in your head as you think about it, as you don't know what the right or wrong thing to do here is... I've got to think there's something wrong with every one of you if that's the case, because it's such a heavy, crazy thing to deal with. I don't like Vanessa says, I don't want to go through the whole thing of just like, I want my son to look like me, because it's not like you're posing in pictures and dropping your drawers and showing how you look alike. It's not like that. It's a matter of, in your family.
It's a matter of him looking like the porn movies he watches.
It's a matter of him being in a locker room and not looking like the other boys in the locker
room. Not just in a locker room, but in with other women.
With a girl.
I think a lot less people are having it done to their kids now, so that it's going to be a lot less people that are circumcised as time goes on, so I don't think that's going to be so much of an issue.
Agreed. Oh, like I said,
I'm not so sure I agree with that. I don't think there are enough people not circumcising their children. It's still people. I don't know.
In the United States, currently, at this time, it's only about 60%.
Man, I thought you were going to say this time.
That's down dramatically from when we were children. It was everyone. But
I guess that is pretty substantial.
I was so convinced that she was going to say at this time, and she was going to call out exactly how many little guys were getting snipped at this very moment.
At this time,
the Best in Show is on the air. 14,000 children have lost their foreskin.
You know what it is too. I feel bad. I don't want my moil to have nothing to do. So
I thought she was just going to say it was the top 5%.
Now, did Vanessa say there's no health issues stemming from not getting it done, Vanessa?
There's really some very vague evidence that possibly there's a risk of infection or a risk of penile cancer, but the statistics on it are so, like, it doesn't really outweigh the risk of having the procedure done.
Hearing,
you know, there's so much risk of infection when the circumcision is done that it doesn't, it's kind of like a, it balances out, and the pediatric community is kind of leaning towards, you know, it being unnecessary. It's mostly just people not understanding how to be clean.
It could be combated by soap, I think, is where most of the problems could be dealt with.
Exactly.
By the way, the funniest thing there is as soon as the word penile cancer came out, hearing Dennis go, what? Like, he just discovered that it existed. Yeah. To me, it was awful.
That could happen.
Yeah.
Deja in the chat room was also quite surprised to hear of that word.
I don't like that word. I think that there was a big lull in this room. Now, Fred's face alone was, yeah.
That's been happening since Vanessa ran down the list of keywords. I think crushing was the one that did it in for me.
So, but I mean, if the kid is 12, right?
Oh,
I mean, that's old.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You have to do that at birth.
You have
to do
it
right
at birth because you don't remember it.
Traumatic.
You really don't. There's not. I mean, there's still nerves developing, I would think.
Well,
right?
There's also that's. Go ahead, Vanessa.
Here's a good point in the, if you wouldn't do it when you were older, why do we do it to babies? I mean, if it's so horrifying that, like, the thought of doing it to a 12-year-old is just like, whoa, you can't do that, like, then why do we do it to babies? And, I mean, no anesthesia,
There's a backwards mentality about it, and this backwards logic about it, that children, when they're just born, aren't really that cognizant. So, you know, hey, welcome to the world, let me chew this for you. Yeah! You know, like, I mean, that's what's happening.
We
don't worry, you'll feel
better. That has any effect. We'll never know if that has any effect, long-term mental effect.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah, like, I gotta say, I wouldn't do it. I officially wouldn't do it.
If there's no more circumcisions,
I want mine back, actually.
Where am I gonna get my facial cream? Where am I going to get my expensive facial cream from? I need that.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's like a facial cream that costs like $100 like per ounce that's made from foreskins of peniles. And it's
so that's what happens to them?
I don't know what he's talking about, but I think he's having some real delusions.
This is definitely not something in the United States that this comes from. This is like a product of Madagascar or something crazy. Nothing against Madagascar. I'm just arbitrarily picking out a country.
You
that
just lost
that
like 14
America.
Listeners.
Fred's trying to circumcise his pants right now. No one can see it, but he's...
That's Dr. Fred, our fact checker.
No, everyone's here is snipped, right? Bri, you snipped?
Yes. I'm circumcised.
Bri, I don't believe it.
You want me to prove it?
Yep.
Pal?
You got to prove it.
You know what seems dangerous? Not to knock anybody's religion, but is the Moyle like a doctor or is he just like a priest?
He's a rabbi.
He's a rabbi. Yeah, that seems like
a Jewish priest.
Which
I don't think the word priest is
as we just take every religion and lump it into the one we've been taught since we were children.
I have to say, I think the origin of the word priest must predate Christianity.
Deja in the chat room says he's a cutter.
Priest is defined as some dude.
He's got a bicep.
Like some dude.
He's a priest with scissors.
No, a dude that went to school to learn about God. He knows about God.
All right, there's a significant draw. Don't we lose nerve endings that are severed for life, and as a result, we lose sensitivity in our penises as a result of being circumcised. Is that not true, Vanessa?
That is true, and that's the other part of the debate that male circumcision was really started as something to try to control behavior in men by limiting their sexual response.
Can I bring up a question, then this is like a
truly barbaric thing that's been passed down forever.
And pointless.
Can I just bring up an interesting...
I don't think it's worked.
Literally.
I have a question about that, though. How do we know that you're actually getting the how do I put this? How do you know that there's a difference in sensitivity from a person that's been snipped, that's not been snipped? Because it's not like the person could be half snipped and they feel it on one side and don't on the other. It's like you're basing it on, well, the nerves aren't there, so you shouldn't be able
to
feel
they would have to have it done as an adult and then
probably
do they touch test.
They're people who are done as adults before and after.
Sorry.
No, they did a touch test of measuring the sensation in people who were and weren't, and
nice.
And just recording the difference.
But how would you not know that person maybe would have been less sensitive with or without it? Because it's basing on a person by person basis.
See, I know the difference now between the priest and the Moyle. The Moyle does the cutting. The priest offers the touch test.
But. So everyone here is going to get their child cut. Is that what they're saying? Keith, you're not going to get your kid cut?
If I have one, I will.
You will get a cut? Yes. Chris?
I certainly probably will not.
Really?
I'm getting my kid cut. Oh, no. Wait a second. I meant I won't. I'm sorry.
You're not? Why? Really?
I just made an official declaration that I wasn't paying attention to you.
I'm going to get trimmed. I'm not going to get cut full. Like, maybe like spiked hair looking. Like, just get it styled.
I think it's immoral and wrong, and I would probably do it to my child.
Dennis?
I don't know, man. I gotta say I'm undecided at this point.
You are a politician.
Yeah.
It's the moral stigma.
I'm undecided at this point. I think...
For those of you out there that do want to get your kids circumcised, your circumcised children really love the Saints and Lovers record. For those that don't, you know, I have a Saints and Lovers record for you that's perfect for you. I'm playing both sides of the fence.
The ratio of people who buy our records, the more who buy them are uncircumcised, so I won't get my kids... circumcised.
Then it's moving more towards castration.
Yeah,
than circumcision.
Well, that's how I hit those high notes, you know. So,
see, I think if that was done at birth, we'd have a lot less problems.
So, wait, is Vanessa still there?
Yeah, Vanessa, what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do, Vanessa?
If you have a boy,
I would not.
You would not get it done.
No, but if I was, you know, that's if I was like having the baby off on my own, I would have to take into consideration the father's wishes and that
was my next question.
And the fact that he is the one with the penis and can speak about what it's like to have one, and I really can't.
Wait
so
a minute. You're...
I may have to default to the male decision.
There's a world where the father actually has a say in what happens to a kid? I gotta move to that place.
Well, you notice it ends at circumcision, which is usually within the first. Okay.
Well, Vanessa, say if you did have a baby boy on your own and you didn't get him cut, like, how would the conversation go of you, like, telling him how he's different between? How would you tell him that his is more different than others?
I don't think...
Would that conversation have to happen?
I don't think it's going to be that big a deal. I think in another 10 years, like, I think the tides are going to change to where it's going to be kind of weird when people are. You know, it's going to be looked at like, wow, your parents don't love you. You know, it's like, they had you go through unnecessary pain for no good reason.
We've got the business. When this happens, when the tides change, we're going to start sending uncircumcised toupees. Things that guys could wear on them so they think that they're uncircumcised.
Artificial turtlenecks. So
exactly, like a prosthetic.
A high top fade.
Foreskin.
for your junk.
I like the idea that Chris came with styling the foreskin. Styling the foreskin is good. Little Princess Leia buns, you know.
Princess Leia buns are hideous.
Princess Leia
it's like
buns.
A three-headed monster. Oh,
totally.
But the ones that aren't snipped just look so weird, though. Well, that's like an anteater.
That's my question to Vanessa. And Alex Webbs in the chat room says it, too. Vanessa, have you been with an uncut man? What do you think about that?
I think that when it's in action, there's no difference. And I'm not really interested in looking at the flaccid state of anybody. So
okay.
You're not
photographing it for its beauty, whether it's circumcised
Check
or not.
Check out my softness.
Wow, look how pretty that thing is.
Check out the hang I got on this thing.
Wait a minute. So an uncircumcised one, when it is erect, looks just like a normal
one? It
looks
exactly the same, doesn't
it? I don't think it looks exactly the same. Yeah. Turtleneck.
The foreskin retracts.
Not as far
and,
as...
The
somewhat.
It's the same.
The pore spout is in an open area, so to speak.
Right, exactly. The tip...
That was me trying to be clean.
Saying, yeah, the ridge of the mushroom head will still be covered by a turtleneck.
Oh, okay.
But you'll still get like the head, like the tip of the mushroom will be exposed.
So the shaft goes over the knob a little.
A little bit. But just like the end. Like I said, it's not.
It helps in the cold.
Don't get me wrong. Either way, it's an ugly, disgusting thing.
How do the punching bags look though? The same too?
No, actually, you get a lift on those. Yeah, I'm gonna get my son totally augmented. I won't circumcise him, but I'm gonna get like extra things added
look like
on.
Like a heavy bag down there,
rhinestones.
like implants, but just in the testicles. It's gonna be. Hellacious.
Testicular implants.
An extra one, maybe.
One. Why stop at one?
A whole guild.
Baker's dozen. Baker's dozen, we're talking about. 13 of them in there.
Awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it does seem like such a normal thing. You know, like you said, 10 years ago, everyone would have said, oh, yeah, of course I'm getting it done, just like me, just like my pop before me. Like, who cares what anyone looks like? The idea that you're really, like, you know, we're barbaric at a point, and we still are, to be quite honest. But that if you have the consciousness and the forethought to realize how barbaric and filthy you're being by just mangling your kid's junk, like, you got to stop doing it.
See, no. You see, this is where I stand. I see how it's barbaric and perhaps a risky procedure, et cetera. But I would, as a result of my perceived social stigmata, stigmata.
You're going to have holes put in your kids' hands?
I would have them circumcised.
You got a shaft on your palms.
But Brian, how can you be okay with that? I'm not okay with it.
I mean,
furthering something that's like... I mean, don't you wish for more in your personal evolution than that?
I actually do. Like I said, I'm not okay with it. It's definitely an issue. And if anyone doesn't think about this and is a man and considers it, then, you know, they haven't given enough thought behind it. I'm not okay with the fact that I am just, you know, making sure that he's going to be one of the gang.
So it's not a no-brainer for you.
No, but you still
have not been converted to not.
I like hearing that there's a 60% of the population that it's gone down from basically 99.5 to 60, but that's
you're happy to be part of the 40%.
Yeah, I'm glad that the decision was made for me. If I had to make the decision myself as an adult, I may have done the same thing. Okay. I may have decided to be circumcised.
It's like cosmetic surgery. It's like getting your breast augmented, but it's just, you know, right,
and it's just as stupid.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
When my daughter was born, I didn't say, hey, give her a set of C-cups at that point in time.
Well, there is female circumcision as well that is just, I mean that's acknowledged as not being... a moral option.
Well, here's the thing
in
for
most
me is that
places of the world.
It's mm-hmm. like a huge conundrum because it's like, don't you want the kid to have a choice, but they're so young at that point.
Yeah.
And then by the time that they have a choice, it's so painful and crushing. And what did you say, Vanessa? Bone crushing, marrow spouting? I don't know what that. You said something that was like awful. But you know, I mean,
Pineal
it's
cancer.
At that point, it's like at 12 years old or whenever they're able to make the choice on their own.
So now that you're 15, what do you say we chop your junk?
Now that you're 35,
I think that's a cigar. I think if everyone just stopped, it would just go away and it would be a thing of the past in history books. Like people used to
right,
do this,
but everyone is not going to stop. That's the problem.
Except in Kenya when you're 15 and they grab you out of the house and chop it off.
You know how the United States is usually behind on most most good topics that other countries that are civilized move past before we do? Like in Canada, 90% of men are not circumcised. In England, it's hardly ever done. Like in Australia, I think there's some legislation about having it made illegal. Like in most civilized countries, this is something that is moving into the realm of this is an unnecessary and barbaric procedure and we're not going to do it anymore. The United States is just always a little bit lagging in those kind of good decisions.
Yeah, it's basically us and Zimbabwe on the list of on the right. Amnesty list of circumcision right now.
And I do feel guilty about, you know, kind of just following those instructions and maintaining the status quo because I hate being that guy. But
I could see if people didn't do it and then you know, like years down the road, people started developing penile cancer and they could directly attribute it. Then I would say start doing it again. You know, mm-hmm. But like I guess it's probably
would you run the risk? Just to get it done, so you wouldn't even run the risk.
I don't think
it?
I would run the risk because I don't believe that. I think, like Vanessa said, the for some reason somebody has an agenda that they want this done, and that's probably where that study came from. I don't know why that would be anyone's agenda, but
a sick agenda.
I think it was the International Moils of America actually that did that study, but
oh, the IMA, love those guys.
I think you guys should all read up on the topics before you alter anyone.
Oh,
where I stand on it.
Yeah, but reading involves words.
Can you reverse it? Can you do a reverse? Can you?
There's
can
no way.
God, no.
I told you that's what we'll do. My company, the toupees, are going to be huge.
I'm thinking about
foreskin reclamation.
That's got to be what a horrible.
I think the reverse. I think the reverse might be more painful than the actual doing.
No, because it's a toupee we're going to do. You don't actually have to do it, or like a stapler or something to reattach.
no.
Little nail gun.
I hate the stapler.
That's maybe like stem cells. You could sort of like slather a little juice on there and let it grow back or something.
If I cut my knee, I just put some stem cells on there. I feel so much better. Exactly. It's much better than peroxide.
I love our listeners to death, but I'm not asking half of the questions that are being directed at Vanessa. I don't think Vanessa decided to be our sex therapist for the day. It led into, do you prefer uncut or cut to, is oral sex important? I'm waiting for his penis size important to be the next one. So.
Oh, wait. So in the chat room, the general consensus is, girl, oh my God, girl.
Yeah, show us your boobs, I think is the big one.
On the radio.
Well, Vanessa, as always, thank you for making us think, I feel bad.
Yeah, I'm gonna hang up now so you guys can go right back to not thinking.
Yeah, I feel really bad about little guys and their little guy parts getting mangled. Fantastic report as always, Vanessa. If people want to check out your blog, where do they go?
VanessaCheatwood.blogspot.com.
Excellent. If you don't know how to do that, guys, just go to the bio page at Best in Show, www.bestinshowradio.com. Click on Vanessa's picture. She's the one right in the center, if you can't tell. And it'll take you right to her blog. It's good stuff. Excellent, Vanessa. Thanks, buddy. We'll see you next week.
All right. Bye, kids.
Bye-bye. It really makes you think.
Pink hearts, yellow moons, orange stars and green clovers, and shrooms? This is a 100K movie review. Irish director Paddy Breathnach's new film Shrooms is the story of five American college students who go backpacking in the woods of Ireland in order to experience a trip on magic mushrooms, or shrooms as your kids like to call them. The only native Irishman is Jack, their guide through the woods. Jack warns the kids about the death cat mushrooms, a certain shroom which is deadly but causes you to have dreamlike premonitions if you survive its poison. Tara, one of the young women, decides to ingest these death cat mushrooms on the absolute first chance she gets. I'm pretty sure Tara was present when warned about the death caps, but also I don't really care about it because it wouldn't matter. Her stupidity is the least of our problems. Tara begins to have violent visions involving the rest of her group who have taken the normal shrooms and are, well, let's face it, they're tripping balls. Shrooms is sort of hard to follow, but that may be the point. Are we supposed to experience the tension from the point of view of people reacting to psychedelic drugs? Or is that just an excuse to tell half a story and annoying CSI Miami-style flashbacks that make you feel like you're watching a silo cyberpunk thriller? The movie leaves a lot of questions unanswered, not the least of which is why these students had to travel all the way to Ireland to do shrooms. Last I checked, you didn't need to follow a leprechaun to the end of a rainbow to get them. It's not like trying to find a pot of gold, it's like trying to find pot. The ending of Shrooms would have been a better payoff if the movie itself was better. Instead, we get beat over the head with the usual modern horror-style flashbacks that were relevant to the big twist ending. Movies like Shrooms and Saw need to do this because no one, aside from creepy gore fans, is going to watch them again. But do I really need to be reminded why a comment someone made 45 seconds ago was so shocking in this new context? We get it. This is why all these things happened. Reminding us how clever you are isn't going to make it a better movie. M. Night Shyamalan did it well in The Sixth Sense because no one was expecting it. The new shock in a modern horror movie is when there is no twist ending. My last problem with Shrooms is that there was no access to the theme music for this review, so I had to improvise. I hate improvising. It gives me bad trips. This is a 100K movie review.
Keith.
Outrageous. Outrageous. That 100K, man, he does a fantastic job.
By the way,
job.
Shrooms comes out February 1st in theaters for anyone that wants to see
it.
In 2008.
Don't tell me.
But it got me.
Someone's calling on the hottest of all lines here. What?
It got me thinking about this whole thing with the Americans backpacking through Europe thing. Like, is that are we that lazy that's that's what we find horrifying now? Europe, like that's the scariest thing.
No, it's just foreigners. Period. Caller, you're on the air.
Can we bring this back to the man's man show that this should be for a little bit?
Oh, macho stuff. What's going on, Deja?
Hey, Chris. Do you remember?
We just had like a private conversation.
Do you remember a couple weeks ago when you said that the whole games that were going on that Sunday were going to be non-existent because it was going to be the Packers and the Patriots in the Super Bowl?
Oh, certainly, certainly. I mean, I guess it's time to go sports with Deja here. We want to talk about this and get this out there. Hey, you know what? Congratulations, Giants fans. Congratulations, New York
Sports.
Congratulations to the New York Football Giants as you in one of the ugliest games ever played last week. The Green Bay Packers folded, and the Giants excelled. You know, they looked like a strong team last week, and hey, so the Giants are in the Super Bowl. I forgot that there's sports in the world.
Oh, yeah, they have a really good chance at winning, too, I heard. That.
I don't know about a really good chance of winning, but to be quite honest, in my mind, I think there would be something unbelievably awesome about the Manning brothers being back-to-back Super Bowl champions.
They're going to lose by 3 touchdowns.
I don't know.
I know the snazzy pick is they're going to beat the undefeated Patriots. They're going to get crushed. No offense, Deja, but they're going to get killed.
Can I just say that my first thought when Tynes finally kicked that field goal was, oh my God, I'm going to smash my effing house down.
I was thinking raping your dog.
Yeah, yeah. It's
honestly,
it was unreal that he missed.
Tears flying.
Yeah, oh my God. Excellent. Excellent. To those of you that don't know what Deja's talking about, you got to go to the archives. Go to bestinshowradio.com. Click on download and listen to some of the old shows and some of the football reactions we've had in the past here. And by we, I mean me, the stupid jerk I am. Yeah, I'm a tremendous fan of times missing the first two field goals. It was really outrageous. I couldn't believe that they were giving him that third shot. You know, the Giants could have put that game away two times before. It was scary. It was exciting. Don't get me wrong. I would have probably liked to have actually seen the game, but I was at work, so I only got to see like the end of the fourth quarter. It was really awesome last week.
I think he missed two in a row just so he can get that headline third time's a charm.
Ah, there you go. The excitement level there, and he actually the post had a field day with the third time's a charm.
I thought he missed the first two field goals so he could hear his coach tell him that he's a little bitch. Did you hear see Coughlin yelling at him when he missed those field goals?
All I remember about Coughlin from last week's game is I didn't think a human's face could get that red. He looked like a Crayola crayon. His face was so red. It was hideous honestly, how do people live in Wisconsin? You seriously, it's got to be the most hideous place in the world. If you walk around and you're just, it's constantly freezing. Does you ever been to you ever do touring through Wisconsin?
Oh, me? No. Don't. Wait. Did I? I might have. I
Madison's
might have. Cheese. Don't they have cheese there?
Toward Compton.
What's that?
You just ask him if he toured through Compton?
No. That goes without saying. No, Wisconsin. That's, I'm just thinking
about...
I did
my own personal tour through Compton without a band. It was horrendous, actually.
Well, I mean, when I
woke up in a strange tattoo parlor. It was,
he played guitar tour for NWA at one point. So
I
was five.
Yeah, I like Wisconsin, you know.
NWA Jesus circumcised me. That was
yeah,
they're definitely uncut. They are definitely uncut.
I just couldn't even imagine living in a world where you wake up every day and it's like negative 20 degrees.
I have tons of family. My father's side of the family all like migrated to Green Bay for some reason. My dad has like 8 brothers and sisters, and I think like 6 of them are in Green Bay right
now. Cheeseheads?
They love the pack, that's for damn sure, but I don't know if they're cheeseheads. I like cheese, so I could be right in, fit in perfectly.
Yeah, cheese is delicious. Yeah, I can't even imagine. I got a problem living in New York because we actually have a winter here. I want to like migrate like below the Mason-Dixon line so I can just be in the hot lands.
Yes, winter.
Well, I mean, we don't have snow, but we definitely have cold.
Interesting story. My relatives visited here from Green Bay in the winter, and it was like, it was 40 degrees out, and they were in shorts and t-shirts because they had just
That's
come
warm
from like negative 5 degrees, and they were like, wow, it's hot here. Ugh.
I also heard on the Giants sideline the heat wasn't working, and it was working on the sideline of Wisconsin during the Wisconsin game.
You know what? That was actually a complete lie.
It was
actually proven that the broad made it up.
She did make it up. What a little slut.
Because the Giants actually went out and bought like their own heated benches to make sure none of these shenanigans would go on.
They actually just did it on her section of the sideline so they could see her headlights turn on. That's the only reason why.
You're talking about her boobs.
Well, they're going to get killed. They are. I would like the Giants to win, but
if the last week of the regular season is any sign, maybe it'll be a good game. I hope it's a good game.
They lost by 3 points.
That's what I'm saying.
And they weren't even half the team they
and
are
that's,
now.
And that's precisely my point. I'm not. Come on, I'm with you, baby girl. I'm not against you.
Deja, here's a scenario for you. Do you accept it? Here's a scenario. Do you
somebody's
dial?
Calling?
Yeah, I was like, what? Did I miss something?
I was calling my Moyle.
Here's a scenario. Would you take this?
I would have thought your Moyle was on speed dial at this point.
27-17 New England. Giants have the ball. First and goal on the Patriots 5 with 2.5 minutes left. Do you take it? Down by 10 points.
Can you give me that one more time? Because Brian was all messing things up with the phone line.
Absolutely. 27-17 New England. First and goal. Giants at the Patriots 5 with 2.5 minutes left. Would you take it?
You know what? With the way Eli's been playing, I think so.
Three timeouts left for you as well.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'd do it because he's been doing really well with under a minute in the 2 minute hurry up offense. What is he doing?
All right, I'll see if I can set that up for you. I don't know how much pull I have, but
fantasy situational football here on TPS.
Okay,
it's Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com.
2.5 minutes left. How about 3 minutes left? I got a whole list of time, so let's go through.
All right, first quarter, 14:30 left. You're thinking about a play. Run
Eli
or
wakes
pass?
Up coughing, but he's got some airborne right next to him.
Take it or just blow his nose. It's situational. So Deja, I'm imagining you're in all your glory. It's the greatest thing in the world for you. If you had to put it out there, what's more important to you, Yankees World Series, Giants Super Bowl, or which one of those stupid ice
I can
teams
tell you right now
like?
The one you left out. I guarantee.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say which one of the stupid.
No matter
ice
what
teams?
She says, Rangers Stanley Cup is the most important.
Okay, Rangers,
in my
Rangers
opinion.
Stanley Cup. Yeah.
Yeah. I pay so little attention to the silly ice skating sport that I don't even know if she likes the Islanders or the Rangers.
When
it doesn't
when
to me.
Deja and I talk online and she discusses because she's a Yankee fan, she doesn't like the Mets. When she discusses the Mets with me, it's kind of sympathetic. When she discusses because I'm an Islanders fan, there's blood spewing through the instant messenger. That's the difference.
There's just venom all over the place.
Mike Richter? Was Mike Richter on the Rangers?
Yes, he was.
Yeah! See, I know sports! And Brian Leach. Wasn't there a Brian Leach thing this week?
Isn't that the guy from...
Yeah, he had his number retired, and during the game he announced that Adam Graves is getting his number retired next year. And I think I really will... If I can't get tickets, I think I will be standing outside Madison Square Garden.
I'm blown away that Adam Graves' number is getting retired, and I'm blown away that he's even a person, because I don't even know who that guy is. But congratulations to him.
So by the way, so we can both beat on our chests, Deja and I, right now in the NHL, tied for last place, the Islanders and the Rangers.
Congratulations.
Yeah, baby.
Congratulations.
And then? So what else? Anything else going on in your life?
Mine?
I'm
sitting over
Brian
here sick.
Not really.
Excellent.
This is all that's going on right now.
Awesome.
Is that your Petra? What's going on?
Great. It is raining men. It's raining men. Awesome.
Deja, thanks so much for calling, buddy.
All right, bye. See
you. Good luck in that game next week.
That was really almost upsetting the way she just was like, all right, bye. See ya.
Keith just cut her right off. He's like, so Deja, you're done, basically, is what Keith just said.
I asked her if she had
Deja,
anything else. She said
up.
No.
if you guys want to see what's going on with Deja, you can go to our website, bestinshowradio.com, click on links, and go to Deja's MySpace page for her old talk radio program, The Sass Hour. Which, I don't know, I'm calling for a reunion between her and her computer so it actually comes back. Awesome. So, we teased this before. Let's get this out there. Let's make it be known. So it has been written, so it shall be done. Let's talk about what Fred has here as far as Dennis is concerned.
Oh,
Dennis of Saints and Lovers, which, by the way, what's your website?
It's www.saintsandlovers.net.
.net,
yeah. We have a .com. We just have to link everything to that. But right now the site is under construction, so most of the traffic
MySpace.
Is redirected to MySpace. So it's myspace.com/saintsandlovers. You can hear a lot of the record up there and become one of our friends if you're listening. We like friends.
They're definitely our friends over at Best in Shows Space. We'll make sure that you're in our top 8. I think I don't even know what we have now. We have like a top 70 or something.
Well, they made it really hard to add people because you can't just like type in the person's name. You have to like know their email address or their blood type or
social security number, exactly. Serial number.
And then you got to get through all these weird, spam filters. So they have CAPTCHA. You know, there's CAPTCHA every 15 seconds. It's like if you want to add a friend, you must type in this squiggly series of, numbers.
What is with that thing? How come every time, no matter what that squiggly series of numbers, it always has to do with the second time for it to work, even if you type it correctly?
Yep.
I mean, why? I do observational comedy. I don't know if you guys know that. I'm sick.
Well, Dennis had to be in at least, I'm going to say at least 12 to 15 bands in his entire career.
I'm saying you're probably going low.
Low,
I'm
right.
Betting he's probably more than 15.
I think I've probably been in a band with every single one of you, except for you. I don't think we've been in a band.
Well, the night is young.
Practice starts as soon as the show's over.
I think we're actually forming a band right now, right? Yeah.
The only band I remember being in with Dennis was one night...
night bands. This is what we had.
A bunch of us, we played guitar in a van. A bunch of us went to a local Staten Island establishment, and Dennis wasn't of age to get in. So a bunch of us took turns. Vanessa was actually there as well. A bunch of us took turns sitting with Dennis in Chris's van.
Oh my God, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, what, Chris doesn't remember, because Chris spent most of the night in the bar. That's
no recollection
remember.
Whatsoever.
And what were you doing, drinking? Just getting an underage?
Yeah, we just went and
drunk.
Bought our own drinks, and and you know.
Not for me, though. I was underage. Yeah, I was,
That would be illegal.
Remember that circumcision? That's where my circumcision took place, actually.
I'm sorry, I messed it up. I was jittery.
The man, yes.
But he has
You're
character.
A terrible
Moyle. He has character.
All right, so I'm gonna just say a lyric, and Dennis has to guess the lyric from what band it was from.
All right.
So he goes.
Wait. When you say what band? What band of his?
What band of his? Yes, this is Dennis's lyric that he had wrote or sang. And what band did he write or sing this lyric? What band?
Could we confuse it even more by putting theme music in the background so he can't possibly sing it to himself?
Does anyone have the
Jeopardy?
Or is
that really a jerk move?
We can play his album.
Here it goes.
Okay.
It was
question one.
It's a week ago today, so it goes, and she goes away.
Oh, that's. That's wait. It was a week. That was Boy. Was that Boy?
Boy, it's listed on your sheet as Joshua's Girls.
Joshua's Girls.
Joshua's
yes,
Girls
with James
is Boy is the Joshua 3. It's all the same band. Yes.
And that was with James.
He knows himself.
Okay. Here's another one.
Okay.
I reached the end of my story yesterday. I got you under my wing yesterday.
What the hell? Dude, how do you even remember? How did you find this stuff? I don't remember that one.
You don't remember?
No. Please tell me.
It's Puddle.
That's Puddle?
It's Puddle.
What song was that?
That was you got the Momo or something like that.
Oh my God, no.
which I actually pulled off of the Puddle interview from 1995 that he produced.
Oh my God.
Got the Momo or something like that.
Yeah.
So he's one in one.
We were to be fair, we did the Momo because we were trying to compete with Pseudo Hoodlum at the time. We felt like we had to compete with every band.
By the way,
why don't you write a song about Zach? And to the five people that know what I'm talking about.
Pseudo Hoodlum.
And then I eventually joined up with Seth.
Yeah, just for those of you who don't know, who aren't in this room, basically, Pseudo Hoodlum was a Staten Island band, and that the aforementioned Seth that ran the interview was his band.
Right.
That eventually Dennis joined, and they changed names, and they became, well, you know what, maybe I should leave that out, because who knows if that's one of the further questions.
Okay, here's another one.
Okay.
Here comes another.
I got to get those lyrics from you, man, because that was, I can't believe I wrote that.
I can't believe you look like what's the guy from A Beautiful Mind, like with all these little notepads all over the place. You can't just be a person and have like a book, like I'm writing a list down.
I came in with my new haircut the other day, and my wife goes, "You look like Lloyd Christmas."
You got married?
Yeah, I got married.
Oh my! All right,
like 8 months ago.
Wow. Okay.
You know her, Nicole.
You got married to Nicole?
Yeah, totally.
Oh. Guys, back to the show. Sorry.
Back to the show. Now, did you swear by the cigarettes? Did you swear she was 17? Because the girls keep on coming. The boys keep on coming.
What? What? Was that the Realistics?
Yeah.
That was the Realistics, yeah.
Another one of Dennis's... Yeah.
That was... Because in the Realistics, I was obsessed with, like, bisexual sex.
See, I thought when Fred read me that line earlier in the week, I said a line that obvious, he's not going to even struggle to think about. He's going to know it offline. You know what, though? You had to take a few seconds to think of it.
Really, man.
How many bands have you really been in?
I've been in a lot of freaking bands.
We started when you were like 9.
Yeah, when did you start playing music? At what age?
I started playing music 14. I started playing guitar when I was 14. I grew up in a musically... A very vibrant musical family. You know, my grandfather was a jazz musician. He played with some amazing acts and just grew up around music constantly. So yeah, was very young. Sweet.
Here comes another. You're 2 for 1. You know yourself already, Dennis. You know yourself thus far. Here comes another one. Leave your stepping stones behind. Something calls for you. Forget the dead. They left. They will not follow you.
I love seeing his baffled face.
I need to get these because that's not bad. I think I can recycle some of that.
Do you know it? Any band? Guess.
Fat Sheep Nostril?
No, that was Bob Dylan. No. What's the song called, Brian?
Dude, I'm awesome.
It's All Over Now, Baby Blue.
Wow. Okay.
All right, it's 2 for 2.
I have failed.
Sending you this postcard. And it's got no return address. I'm sending you this letter to tell you I'm a mess.
That's Fat Sheep Nostril.
You got it, my friend. You got it.
That was my first band.
How do you even know that exists?
Listen, I did some research for a guest that was coming in today. I've got a lot of research.
Nice.
Fred cares.
By the way, did you get into a lawsuit for having the Sons of Sound, the band name?
No, we didn't get into it. Well, for those of you who are listening, I don't know, the band's name before Saints and Lovers was called Sons of Sound. What happened was we just got a cease and desist letter from a label. And they
Can
said,
I ask a question about that? Was that related to the David Bowie lyric?
Oh, totally.
Sons of the Silent Age?
Yeah, Sons of the Silent Age.
Should I not have said that?
No, it's okay. We're very big
Bowie fans. I was psyched as hell when I saw that was the name of your new band at the time. I think we discussed it even as well.
Yeah. And Scott, who's our guitar player, he's an absolute genius. He's, you know, you should see his pedal board, like the stuff that this guy comes up with. We're both very into Bowie. I think him and Doug, the drummer, they're brothers. I think that they're much more into Bowie than I am. But even the concept for the video that we're going to be doing is based on Heroes, like the Heroes video where he's just a silhouette in the beginning and then it kind of fades in. You know, we're not emulating it, but we took from that because Bowie's a genius. You know?
And to get back at it.
Yeah.
So you never got sued?
In your
nothing.
Face.
We never got sued. We got a letter that says, cease and desist of the use of this name.
You should have changed the name of the band to Iman's Husband.
But or just Iman would be great.
I think it's insane.
Were we allowed to own
this
that
thing.
Though?
I love David Bowie more than anything.
We came up with this at practice one day. We were like, okay, you know, I was like, you know, there should be a website called BowieLovesMyBand.com because Bowie, like, I mean, I swear to God, every show, you're like, everyone's like, David Bowie was at the show.
Yeah,
Bowie was at this indie show, and David Bowie, and David Bowie. So there should be a website called BowieLovesMyBand.com, and if you're not on it, you're pretty much screwed.
I only know of the Arcade Fire because a few years ago I read about him saying how great they are, and he played with them or something.
He's been to, like, every single indie show in the last 10 years. It's insane. Secret Machines, what was
the Arcade Fire.
The Arcade Fire, and there's a few others, but the list just... At this point, it's like, oh yeah, Bowie was at the show. You know, you're not even impressed anymore.
He's a big Moby fan, so he must like good bands, too.
So Dennis is 3 for 2.
Okay.
Wait. You're holding the fact that he didn't recognize his own lyric that was a Bob Dylan lyric against him?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, you know, crazy. I mean, I'm going to hold that against myself. That was awful.
The fact that he said that was a great lyric before
that's so awesome.
Wait, Dennis,
I got to remember that.
Wow, I wrote that? Yeah, I got to write that down.
I have one for Dennis. Let's take Another Way Down, Sons of Sound and Sons of Sound.
Ready? Cash rules everything around me. Cream, get the money. No, okay, ready? I know this story well. I told it so many times. Held on to the hopes and fears to cast them all aside.
Oh, that's Saints and Lovers.
I wish you didn't get that one because that would have been the most embarrassing.
Which song
out
is
of
that?
All of them. That is the one we played. There goes your life.
There goes your life. Actually, we haven't played that one yet. But this is.
Well, dude, you know yourself. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
He knows himself.
Thank you.
Good stuff.
Thank you. Fred, I'm impressed, man. I don't know where you found that stuff, but I am impressed.
You're welcome.
I thank you.
I do my homework.
But wow. He didn't thank you. He just said he was just impressed. I'm impressed. I hate you.
I'm impressed. You're going to die.
Do you ever just get writer's block? Yeah, like, are you sick of coming up with lyrics and stuff? Because that's the hardest thing for me. If I ever write a song, I'll just write some music. I'll never put lyrics to it.
You know, I have to say that as I progressed, you know, of course, obviously my lyrics have developed over the years. But, you know, in this band now, I love the process of writing the lyrics. To me, it's such a craft. It's a real, I mean, it's literature. You know what I mean? And I love to read. And I don't so much put a lot of meaning onto the words. That's why it comes out so easily. I just kind of like painting with the words.
Yeah.
And then eventually they make some kind of sense.
Just put phrases together and things like that.
I mean, I love the way words sound and look together more than the actual meaning of them. So it's really fun for me.
My favorite thing in the world is you brought up one of the bands was in there that, you know, at the very beginning that you referred to when he was playing with our buddy James from North Carolina, who's been on our show before. It was a boy, it was Joshua's girls, it was four girls, whatever it was. The songs that he and James would always put together were always just the lyrical content was just so abstract and crazy, but awesome. Like, absolutely outrageous, like, blowing you away. Just like, wait, what is this? What does this mean? And the response was like, I don't know. I just took some words and put it together, and it sounded
like
good.
Like Lightning Dress. That was one of the names.
Yeah, Lightning. I got news for you. Lightning Dress was almost on his list of lyrics.
Lightning Dress is still one of my, because it was like, it just, the two words, it's like, they sounded good, and it makes sense. You know what I mean? If you think about it, it somewhat makes sense. Like,
if you do a couple tabs.
Exactly. But yeah,
while watching Shrooms, the movie.
Yeah, while watching Shrooms.
I can't believe you paid $9.99 on cable for that.
I did.
You
I did
pay $9.99 for that movie?
I'm gonna go back to that in a minute.
Should be shot.
Did you think I was gonna go see a movie in the theater and review it?
Yeah, no. Because I watched. Me and my wife saw a movie off of cable, and I went down. And I was like, "What is this, Shrooms?" And I looked at it, and then I looked at the price. I was like, "This is $9.99 for this movie?"
Didn't watch it?
No, I watched the number 23. Which is probably the worst movie I've ever seen.
No, that's... Yeah.
That just came on free cable like 2 days ago.
Really? Yeah, thanks.
Of course. Yeah, it was just free. They're giving it away already,
It got to the point, me and my wife are in the middle of it, and we're just like, let's make this a drinking game. And we every time they say 23, we just take a shot or a sip of beer. Because they say 23 so many times. So many times.
And is that Jim Carrey, you know, expanding as a thrill into the thriller mode?
And they give him a shot so he can forget things, right? That's that?
Yeah. But he doesn't... It doesn't matter because he's on a TV show anyway the whole time, and he doesn't even know it.
And he's that pet detective.
Exactly.
But talking about shrooms, it made me think like that about what I was saying earlier. That whole backpacking through Europe thing being like the whole that's the scariest thing we could come up with. So I went looking for some other movies, and sure enough, I found a trailer for a movie that I can't even believe exists right now. So if you give me 1 second, Brian, this is kind of low, so you're gonna have to probably pump it up.
Pump it up.
They thought they were taking an innocent trip to Florida.
We got on the wrong plane.
Little did they know they were headed for London.
Look at those teeth. We just have to try and survive at Heathrow until the next flight back.
Hey guys, we're wearing backpacks.
Can they survive?
London Bridge is falling down. I don't know what that means.
With a shocking twist ending.
It's London Bridge is falling down. Please don't say that.
London starts Friday.
It's cute. The things that they're releasing these days, I don't know. It's crazy.
I'll never go there after that.
Yeah, no. But, you know, it's what Hostel did for Slovakia. This movie's going to do for London now. You know? Slovakia. No one will go to Brazil because turistas and the live organ harvesters. And
but it's weird, Kazakhstan, like Borat made the tourism up there rise.
Well, they're gonna cash in now. Everyone's gonna go there instead. You know.
Why? I can't believe that's become.
Caller, you're on our air.
Yeah, I'm on air.
Oh, look who it is. It's the Chick Magnet, just like that, joining us on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. As we're talking about movies. Interesting.
Yeah, I did happen to hear you guys talking about movies, and I happen to be watching your stream. Actually, it seems as though I'm just watching a pack of sardines, but I am watching the stream.
So what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. I did happen to hear you guys talking about movies, so I wanted to see if I can give my thoughts on the latest Stallone movie out.
Rambo?
Really? Rambo. Look at this.
Wait, did you see it? Did you watch this movie?
It's I personally didn't see the movie. I didn't see, so
is it out yet?
What's mm-hmm. Yeah,
it
came out on Friday, I think. What's
it
your
started on Friday. Yeah. Now, and first off, I also want to just say that I don't want to take anything away from 100K, as I know that he does the movie reviews for you guys.
Right on, right on. No, all respect due to 100K. I was going to say, you know, usually he deals with the outdated stuff, but then he actually reviewed something this week that's actually hasn't even come out yet. I'm very excited. But
right. Well, this movie probably will be outdated fairly quickly as well. but I just have to say that Rambo, that Stallone, although not a good actor by any means, he's actually a very smart man for putting this together. You know, when I first heard about this movie, I said, is he for real? You know, how could the Italian Stallion even think of resurrecting yet another character made popular in the 80s?
I forgot that he was called the Italian Stallion.
Yeah, no, he's
Maron. Maron, it's Maron, me, the Italian Stallion.
I thought that was his brother.
His brother was
that.
Frank did all the soundtracks.
The Rocky Balboa was maybe one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
The last Rocky.
Yeah, but speaking of that movie, I'm glad you brought it up. See, I did a little homework here. The production budget for that movie, for Rocky Balboa, was $24 million. Ooh. The movie grossed over $70 million in the States and $86 million worldwide.
Wow.
That's $132 million profit.
Paid for his roids.
Yeah, but that's,
I mean, are you kidding me?
Yeah, but he struck a nostalgia chord and he made money. Tons of movies are out there that will make money. I got news for you. This stupid Rambo movie is probably going to make money.
It looks really violent, though. I mean, there's decapitation and rape. I mean, it's terrible.
Hey,
it's
man.
Like a really brutal Rambo.
They drew first blood.
Yeah.
I have to guess that there's probably going to be a lot of action, killing, and very bad lines.
Oh yeah.
You know, we may even have to watch. You know, there might even be the possibility of some horrible love story between Stallone and some innocent Vietnamese chick.
Oh my God, you got to say that First Blood of Part Two, Rambo, when that girl's dying and she looks in and goes Rambo. That's my favorite part of. That's my favorite film in all moment in all cinema. Rambo.
She could speak one English word, and that's it.
Wait, he's in Vietnam in the new movie?
But no, he's in Cambodia. Same thing. But no, my favorite thing about that trailer, it's the best thing in the world, is that he's sitting in the boat with that blonde lady, and she just says things, and he just repeats them. So she's like, you've been here a long time?
Long time.
Do you fish?
I fish.
It's they had to keep the lines short so he could handle them.
He does a pretty good Italian
but
style.
The best thing, actually, is I heard that when he tries to get the POWs out, they actually don't want to leave. These men are institutionalized at this point.
Like, but we get free food
and
water.
They feed us three times a day. Why would we want
to
bother?
Brings us right back to that circumcision conversation we were having a couple hours ago.
Just so I want to make the statement, you say it seems. Chick Magga, you did see this movie this week that you called into review, right?
No, I haven't seen it. Oh, and I'm not going to.
Good review.
Even if it was free on cable, you wouldn't even watch it.
No, I mean, I'll wait until I get my hands on a DVD, something.
Well, I guess we have to assume that you saw Rocky V.
Right, Rocky V?
Yeah, but with Tommy. Tommy, my ring's out here. Tommy, my ring's out here. Greatest film ever. It's the best film since Godfather 3.
I'm waiting for the day when Sylvester Stallone says, you know what, F it. I'm going to make it that Rambo and Rocky are long-lost brothers, twin brothers.
What he needs to do is Rambo versus Rambo. Exactly.
Like Predator versus Alien. You know?
If you guys don't mind, I'd like to just quickly rate the movie based again on my review.
Oh, obviously. I mean, you're reviewing the trailer, I guess, is what you're basing this review on.
The trailer, right. This, my trailer, my rate on the trailer review is I'm going to give this movie a Don't Make Me Get Up for expected bad acting and unoriginality. But I'm definitely giving Stallone a Chicks Dig Me medal.
Oh.
Nice.
But once again, taking advantage of people like us that go see bad films and make this man a lot of money.
Tommy, my ring's out here. My ring's out here, Tommy.
I mean, he has to be doing roids for these movies now. He looks so in shape. He guy's 60,000 years old. He has to be doing roids, right, Chick Magnet? No?
I would imagine that he is. I
mean, a cycle or two?
He's doing something. He looks fantastic. You got to admit that. I mean, his face doesn't, though. Well, his face doesn't, though.
That's great.
He discussed it this week, steroids. He defended his use of HGH earlier this week.
Oh, wow.
It may have been yesterday,
that.
Actually.
Sylvester Stallone is a butterface.
Wasn't it sickening, though, in Rocky V that not only does a man lose his money, right? He loses his house, and he actually digs up the same old leather jacket and hat.
Take it back.
Like, what did he have it on somewhere, sitting on the side in case he lost everything?
I haven't been that pissed since RoboCop 3.
I got to be honest with you. I own the Rocky DVD box set, and I think Rocky V never came out of its case. It's still sitting there, probably still wrapped in plastic.
I used to be a big Tommy Morrison fan as a boxer, so I watched that movie.
Tommy Gunn? Tommy, my ring's out here.
My ring's out here.
I've never seen the entire film in from beginning to end. I've seen bits and pieces of it on cable.
Wasn't there AIDS paranoia involved in that storyline, or
no.
Was that guy just
no? That was
that
in real life. That was in real
paranoid
life.
Paranoid of AIDS.
Oh,
he wasn't paranoid. He was. They said he was HIV positive.
That's right. That's what it was.
And then it turns out that he's not.
Stallone? You know what? Stallone.
Well, what about Touch Me and I Too?
By the way, was Don't Make Me Get Up? Is that like a threat, or was that like a just please don't make me get up?
That.
Like, yeah, no, you're right. Don't make me get up. As a matter of fact, normally when I say it, it is a threat, but I figured I'd use it as a an actual don't make me get up and go see this movie.
As a thumbs down.
Well, if Rambo says it,
allow,
you know he's mad.
Please allow me to stay seated.
Don't make me get up.
It was a beg.
61-year-old Sylvester Stallone defended his current
61.
Use, his current use of human growth hormone to get ready for the movie Rambo. And he said, anyone who calls it a steroid is grossly misinformed. Informed.
That's gross.
I want to hear something else that I was just informed of yesterday, that they actually made this movie rated R because of all the violence.
Just for the violence? Or was there nudity?
Just for the violence alone, it's R.
It was Stallone wanging.
Do you think it's R because of the major Stallone sex scenes?
I thought it was R. I thought it was R for rotten.
It's R for rum. That's what it's rated R for. Come on. Greatest guy in the world, greatest actor. I look forward to seeing Rambo never, but it's going to be outrageous.
Up for the Academy? Is it going to be up for the Academy?
And if he is up for the Academy, does it get a little asterisk next to the...
Because of the... We're
going to just take the film and shoot it up in space. I think that's what we're going to do.
I mean, what amazes me, though, is that like Stallone, like the first few movies of both of these franchises were really good.
Well, he wrote Rocky.
Yeah,
right?
Rocky was amazing.
And maybe even directed it. Did he not direct it?
I think he just wrote
Rocky.
No,
he just wrote it, yeah. And it's like, what a great film. And then you get to Rocky IV, and the robot comes out and says, "Happy birthday, Pauly." And it's like,
I got news for you, man. Rocky III was pretty bad, though.
Oh, yeah, with Mr. T.
But it wasn't as bad as the next
guy. Don't get me wrong. I love Clubber Lang as much as the next guy. You know, but, Rocky I and II are really the only ones worth mentioning.
At least the idea behind it that he turned into a lazy celebrity and got his ass kicked was at least a decent enough idea for Rocky III, you know?
I don't think Rocky III was so bad if you compare it to Rocky 1 and 2, yes. But if you take it separately and look at it as a movie, I think it was a good movie.
How about Judge Dredd?
I think the best part of Rocky 3 is when they're running on the beach together. That's got to be the best scene.
When he finally passes Apollo and you go, all right, I'm in enough shape to beat this old man that I defeated years ago. I obviously am going to win my title.
You actually see Sylvester's funky lip bouncing.
He had a stroke.
More than the pectorals. It's incredible. It's...
Wow. Excellent. Well, Chick Magnet.
I'm afraid, all right? I'm afraid.
We're watching Rocky 3 after today. There's no football today. We're watching Rocky 3 after the show. Awesome. Chick Magnet, excellent, excellent stuff today. How do people get in touch with you if you want them to? Or do you just want to be the guy lurking in the shadows and have them not get in touch with you?
you'd like me to get, you would like to get in touch with me. Is that what you're saying?
How does the audience get in touch with you?
I personally wouldn't, but if people want to get in touch with you, do you have a website?
Say it's just follow the line of chicks, and you'll eventually
there
find
you go.
Me, but...
There you go. So no website or no MySpace or anything like that. You're just calling in and just letting us know where you're at.
Don't make me get up, Chick Magnet.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything just yet, to be honest. So right now, if they want to get in touch with me, they have to contact go through the show.
Yeah, but we don't know how to get in touch with you. But that's neither here nor there. Excellent, Chick Magnet. Good stuff, buddy. Appreciate you calling in today.
All right. Enjoy the rest of the day. Shalom.
Later, buddy.
Take care, buddy. Awesome. Interesting review of...
He's of Jewish origin? He doesn't sound Jewish.
Minkya Maron. I don't know.
I know plenty of people that say adios.
Yeah, that are not Hispanic at all.
Adios. Adios.
Adios.
Sylvester Stallone's in The Three Amigos.
Adios. Mira tú.
So another thought that we had since we had Dennis in studio today promoting the new record, which I can't pronounce in German. What's it called?
You can say Still.
I will say Still by Saints and Lovers, which you guys can get by going to saintsandlovers.net or go to their MySpace page, myspace.com/saintsandlovers. Or you can just go to the Best in Show MySpace and we'll have it linked there. I'm trying to figure out what and, actually, I just got a nasty look.
It will be out February 5th officially.
Oh, someone's calling on the hottest of all lines here. Who's this?
Caller, you're on the air.
Good morning, Phallus.
Hello.
Wait, what did you say, Phallus?
Yes.
No, he wasn't in that band.
What's going on, buddy?
Hi. How'd I do booking the guest?
Who is this? Who are we talking to?
It's Vito.
Hey, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Excellent, excellent work.
Yeah, the directions were perfect, Vito. They were great.
Oh, your directions in?
The directions were great, yeah. Vito actually even made sure that I was up on time, so...
Did he call you?
He texted me. He made sure I was up on time, you know, showered, ready to go.
Did he just roll over and nudge you awake? Is that what...
That's exactly what he did, yes.
I was saying do it. Thank you. Sorry, I had to ask Fred to get me a tissue. And he brought me, I think, stockings. If anyone could see. Nice pair of lace stockings.
Yeah, they look pretty.
The number 23 is written all over it.
Awesome. So what's up, Vito? Anything specifically you want to talk to us about emotionally or spiritually?
No, I just wanted to see if Dennis remembered the night that you fell asleep, you passed out, and me and him started recording music on your four tracks.
Well, strangely enough, you know, for the whole bit that we did earlier with Fred, where he was talking about the lyrics to some of Dennis's songs, you know, stuff that Dennis has written in the past, Fred came to me and said, "Hey, you got to give me some extra lyrics. Help me with this one here. Help me with this one here." And I actually gave him some of the ones that were recorded this night. It was like with some night we went to some bar or whatever on Staten Island, and we came back to my old apartment, and I passed out drunk, and Vito and Dennis stood up and just recorded, you know, songs in my house. And strangely, one of the one that I actually gave you was from a Christmas record that I did that our buddy Joe, you know, the old drummer of Fred's old band Ovaltine, and I recorded, and we never put lyrics to that. That Dennis then started recording his own lyrics to the song. It's actually I actually have them out there. It's I got to link all this stuff to the website. It's
I wish you had a sound, but it's so absurd because is that awful flanger on my voice too?
Absolutely. we could play it very easily.
I was saying something about dirty Christmas.
Something along those lines. It's unbearably hideously good.
And you know, Vito's really good at improvising lyrics, as I can recall. I remember he was very good at improvising lyrics.
I'm waiting to hear if we're going to start playing any of Vito's songs. If anybody has one.
Oh yeah, that would be great.
I'm sure you have a bunch, but
I got one.
You got one?
You got one? I got a bunch.
What do we got here? There it is.
It's Vito. What do you guys talking about?
I actually just saw Brokeback Mountain. Jake Gyllenhaal's more seductive.
It's Vito. What are you guys talking about?
You guys did that one? That was amazing.
Yeah, that was actually, yeah.
If that was recorded great. That same night or not.
That was great improv skills.
We knew about Brokeback Mountain before anyone. It was incredible.
Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent.
Vito, you're the man.
Thanks, guys. Hey, Chris, do you want to tease what I'm working on next?
No. All off air. That's all for off air. We don't talk about that on the air just yet because we don't know where we're going with it. But there are always things in the work here on Best in Show, behind the scenes, doing whatever we can to make this show the best show we can for you. Vito, fantastic job of getting Dennis in here to promote the new record, and you know it's good stuff.
Thank you, Vito.
Hey, Brian, do you know how many people have been listening today? I'm interested in knowing the number.
The viewer number has been pulsing around. I'd say about
great right on air topic.
Yeah, I was going to say this is probably not what we should be talking about. This is probably not what we should talk about at all. A bunch of people are checking it out.
Oh, and a related note, my mom likes our show.
Awesome.
All right, guys, get back to it. I'll talk to you guys later.
Peace. Later. You can get in touch with Vito VitoDelSante.com, I think.
I was going to say, Vito's a good improviser of lyrics. Too bad he can't improvise a phone call to a radio show.
Yeah, it's a little too much. It's a little too much.
I'd rather write lyrics with the guy.
He did make sure I was up on time, though.
He called you this morning to make sure you were up on time?
He texted me, he said, are you on, I don't have my phone, it's in the other room. He said, are you on the bus?
That's awesome.
Are you on your
Johnny
way?
On the spot?
And I was like, yes, I am. That was very impressive.
He's excited. He's excited. He's anxious. It's the best booking he's ever done for the show. He got Dennis in here. He wants to make sure that everything went well.
I would actually, like I would ever say no to you guys.
I would actually like to know how he came like about asking you to be on the show.
I didn't realize that it was Vito was the reason you were on the show.
Yeah.
I figured you and Chris set it up.
No, Lisa G set it up.
We teased talking about doing it a while back, but it was never set in stone. It was, you know, a conversation that we had, but no, Vito's the one that actually put this together.
Chris and I's relationship is very, we always need a liaison, you know, we need someone to, we need an in-between.
A monkey in the middle.
So do we.
Exactly. I'm not calling Vito a monkey. Exactly.
Yes, you are.
Well, I guess indirectly I did. Sorry, Vito.
You just called him on before when we were off the air. No, I'm just kidding.
Excellent.
No, it's my new tattoo.
Oh, do you want to talk about tattoos, man? I'm so bummed out. I was going yesterday to go get my Johnny Three Legs tattoo. I was getting my chest done. I was putting a whole thing around my neck and waking up sick yesterday.
You're committing
coughing.
To the three legs, though?
Absolutely. Coughing and hacking and wheezing and feeling hideous yesterday. I didn't go. I stood in the house all day.
Were you going to actually bring the 40-ounce bottle to the place?
100%.
That was
my intention.
That's
amazing. And it's going to have to wait a week. To be quite honest, it's probably going to have to wait 2 weeks. I actually have something I actually really want to talk about, like in depth, and I don't want to distract us from where we are, where we're going, although I don't know what that is. But next week I'm going on a business trip.
Ooh.
And next week, like the morning after the
Super Bowl. What's her name?
Rick.
He's gonna give him the business.
So the week after the morning after the Super Bowl, I have to leave on a business trip. So part of the reason why I probably won't get my tattoo next week is because I don't want to have to deal with being out on a business trip, constantly looking to put lotions on my chest, you know, whatever. That's the other part of the business trip that I'm dealing with, you know, for the whole time. So I'm not going to do that.
That's a vacation.
Well, it kind of is a vacation. It's this big thing through my company, whatever. It's the national sales, whatever, whatnot. And I'm going to this thing, and one of my coworkers kind of put the challenge out there to me. You know, as my face is getting more ragged and shaggy looking, as my beard is growing longer and longer, he says, you know, dude, you can't go to this thing looking like that. You're going to have to shave your face before you go there. You look like an animal. You look like a monster with this just like hideous facial hair just sticking out in every direction. And he's right. But because he said that I wouldn't, I, of course, said, of course I'm not going to shave. So I'm intentionally not shaving before this.
Let me ask you a question. Are you flying?
Yes, I am flying.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy.
Yeah, I'm prepared for a full cavity search as I get to Newark Airport. But yesterday, at about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, my wife looks over at me and says, seriously, could you please just shave your face already? You look hideous.
Well, the thing is, it can't be good for her when you're kissing her like that.
That is precisely the point. Is my wife doesn't kiss me anymore because of what I look like. She wants nothing to do with me other than like, all right, I'm a guy who she'll allow to share the bed with her, basically, as long as I stay on my half of it. She hates this beard. And under normal circumstances, because my wife wants me to shave my beard, I would have done it already, or at the very least shaped it into a nice handlebar mustache or something along those lines. I'm in a conundrum. I'm in a quandary. I don't know what to do at this point because my wife wants me to shave. And to be quite honest, I'm kind of sick of the beard. And I want to shave, But because this guy at work said, you don't got what it takes to leave that to go to this national sales meeting with this thing, you're stupid. You're gonna shave it right before. What do I do?
I got an idea. Get one of those things with the spacers and just trim it a little bit so it's not as rough.
Yeah, but that's not... That would fall into the same category as shaving the beard off.
Well, you know what? Don't go looking like a mountain man to spite somebody and get in trouble with your job.
Well, I'm not going to get in trouble with my... I don't care.
You're not going to get in trouble with your job at all.
I certainly won't get in trouble with your job.
It's not going to affect... Have any kind of negative... Oh, certainly then go with the beard.
But the whole issue with this place is my wife.
You're going to get front of the house.
My wife is asking me to shave my
beard. Oh, see, I wasn't paying attention to that part.
You zoned out.
You know, the important thing is that you don't like the beard. And now, I mean, who are you trying to prove, you know, that you're going to keep a beard? It's the people at work don't like it. Your wife doesn't like it. You don't like it.
Well, it's not that What's I don't like it. I kind of like the way it looks.
Oh.
I kind of like
you're irritated by the...
But I'm starting to get a little tired of it. I mean, it's been a long time that I've had it. I mean, it's going on about 2 months that I've been growing it.
You know what? I think you can go to that national conference looking like Paul McCartney, circa Let It Be. If you did it right. You know, you get a nice little black suit. You know what I mean? He really looks like Paul McCartney.
If I lost 150 pounds. Exactly.
I'd say shave.
If you lost a Ringo, maybe.
I'd say shave. You got to do something passive aggressive to the boss. And like, okay, for you, I'll shave the beard. But just shave all of it except for like a little bit of a Hitler mustache or something like that. Just show up.
That I'm not going to do. And again,
like you asked for it.
I know,
pal.
But understand that the thought behind it is not... And it's not a boss. This is one of my coworkers.
All right,
said,
I'm sorry.
You're not going to do this. You're not going to do this. And it's not because I can't do it. It's the fact is, this guy said, you don't got the balls to just go there with this ridiculous looking beard on your face. And the thing is, like, what do I care? I don't care about this national sales meeting. What I care about at this point is the fact that my wife is starting to get bummed out at me because I refuse to shave my beard.
Jack 3960 in the chat room suggests that you should shave the beard and then wear a fake beard for the trip.
I love it. And if you're going to do that, just go with a white beard. Like,
Dude, you look no different.
Santa Claus beard.
With a beard, without a beard. It's like putting hair on, like, rotten fruit. Like, it makes no difference.
Oh, what?
Do you know what I mean? It makes
the
no difference.
The fruit doesn't taste any sweeter, whether it's hairy or not.
No.
First of all, hair on rotten fruit, is that really?
It makes no difference.
Peaches have hair anyway, don't they? I mean,
yeah. You know, the amazing thing is my wife is bummed out about this and saying, yeah, you've got to shave. It looks hideous. She doesn't realize when I shave it, my double and triple chin will be visible then. So it's going to be just as hideous.
You know what? If you shave and lose 80 pounds, you'll be fine. Do you know what I mean?
But plastic surgery, a face transplant, and I'll be good.
But keep the beard and lose 80 pounds.
Like, I think you should shave, but I'm the guy who's going to cut 5% of my son's penis off. So, you know. Don't take my word for it.
A beard circumcision.
5%? You plan on having a pretty well long
Lexington steel you're having? What are you doing?
Just the tip. Man. Just the tip.
Awesome.
Lexington steel.
I just wanted to get that out there. I want to get that question out. So something that I was starting to call, I was starting to bring up before Vito called in before is we toyed with the idea of whether Dennis wanted to actually maybe perform live on the air. And I know I'm calling you out on the spot. I don't know if that's what you want to do.
Oh, actually, look, there's a guitar next to me.
Oh, look at that. What a surprise.
Oh, look, there's a freshly tuned guitar next to me.
What I would like to do, though, is just for the song, maybe you switch spots with Fred because the camera that's on you is not recording. It's only for the show. Okay. And I'd like this to be something that we could actually physically see for the podcast, okay. Recording video on Best in Show TV, blah, 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 all that stuff.
You also have to sing to me and mean it. So that's another requirement.
I just think it'd be a nice little thing. Ugh, get this, please. How do you even walk around in your life having armpits that sweaty, friend? It's disgusting. Seriously,
there's some right guards. There's right guards somewhere. I don't know. What would you guys want to...
To be quite honest, this is no clue.
I'll do Animal. That's a very sweet song on the.
And this is available on record.
This is on the record. Yeah.
The record.
The album named Still, which will be out February 5th on iTunes and Snowcap. You'll be able to go to our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/saintsandlovers. Mm-hmm. You can buy it directly from Snowcap or on iTunes. February 5th for
excellent.
Download.
Excellent. Check it out.
If you want to buy it. If not, have one of your friends burn it for you or get it off a BitTorrent from Chris Shiava.
Or just press record.
All right, here we go.
This is
called Animal.
Animal. Don't die so slow. Is it true you're leaving me? With one break, with two breaks, I'll bring you for love. Say, with one break, with two breaks, for love. Animal, where did you go? I've been searching for so long. With one break, with two breaks, I'll break you for love's sake. With one break, with two breaks, I'll break you into tiny pieces. Oh, oh, oh. Animal, where did you go? Oh, oh. I've been searching for your smile. Say, with one break, with two breaks, I'll break you into tiny pieces. I'll break you for love's sake. With one break, with two breaks, I'll break you into tiny pieces.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. Digging it in a big, big way. Excellent. That's you can get a hold of that song, Animal, off of the new record by Saints and Lovers. You can go to their website, saintsandlovers.net. Go to myspace.com/saintsandlovers. Good stuff, man.
Thank
my buddy
you.
Dennis. I'm very, and, very excited.
We had a message actually sent to our Best in Show Radio MySpace page to Dennis from Smithy in Manchester.
Ah, he's listening.
And the message was, thanks for the dedication to a real working class hero.
Oh, that's awesome.
Excellent.
You must get banged a lot with that voice.
Believe it or not, yes.
Really? Are you getting a lot of play out there? Are you
no,
single?
No, actually,
were you married at one point?
I was, yeah.
You were married?
Yeah, I
and
was.
And you divorced now?
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't know you were married. Yeah, it was a while ago.
It's the expose portion of the show.
Yeah. I mean, I there is a very special...
Aren't you like 22?
There's a very, very special lady in my life right now. Nice. Yeah, she's awesome. So,
is she cut?
What's that? Was it cut?
Is she cut?
Is she cut? She's a girl. They don't get cut.
No kids, no nothing?
There's no... See, you know, they don't do anything to the girls. They just get left alone.
Depends on where you're from.
We get...
Where I come from.
I dated a girl from Nairobi.
In Slovakia, right? Yes.
Excellent.
But, that, yeah, thank you for...
for having.
Yeah, dude, this is fantastic.
I just love hanging out with you guys again. Like, for anyone who's listening, like, these are my friends for years. I've known these people for years.
All you need to know is about, I don't know, 20 years ago, give or take, 15 years ago, give or take, something like that. I was the president of Dennis's fan club. Dennis was the president of my fan club, which basically just meant that we were just dudes that loved each other.
See, that was the thing. That
in a mystical way.
That was basically the thing. That's kind of the reason I made that joke just now, aren't you 22 years old? Because that puddle interview was around the time I met you, and you were definitely like 17 maybe at 17, the time. It was your first year at college.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't mind talking. I'm 30 now. I'm a big boy.
Which makes you the kid
all grown
in this room.
I'm all grown up.
You're all grown up. You're still the baby here.
But I'm still the baby. Yeah, I still am the baby.
Awesome, man. I'm very excited to see you. I'm very excited to do what I can to help promote your success.
Yeah,
I'm just glad to hear that you're doing great and see that the band is doing great and that you're doing great. It's a tremendously important thing to me to know that
This is the first radio show that we've been on promoting the record. That one of us has been on promoting
the
record. So it's like, that's pretty huge. And
when you're on Stern next year, bring up the fact that you were on here first.
I think I'm only going to be on this show from now.
Awesome.
Can you play that Bob Dylan song that you wrote?
Oh,
awesome. I don't know if you have any desire to do anything.
I mean, I'm going to get nailed for that one, man. I'm going to get nailed. And I have no qualms with it. You know what I mean? As soon as I walk out of here, there's going to be like people stoning me.
I don't see what the problem is. He just said that the deal lyric was good.
But the fact that I said, oh my God, I can't believe I wrote that. Like,
no,
oh my
that.
God,
no
I
shame.
Can't believe I wrote that.
Awesome. Awful. And you want to do another one before we before we get ready to cut this?
I'll do an acoustic version of Let Me Drown, the one that we heard earlier.
Excellent.
The big hit.
Here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Saints and Lovers.
Can I start that over? I dropped the pick.
No.
No, it's done.
I'll just start right when I come.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
You're still lying underneath me. Simple heartbeats, gentle breathing. Stay just where you are. Do not leave. Afternoon comes rather quickly. In the doorway you're standing. I don't want us to go on this way. So let me drown. Let me drown. They give me medicine. They try to tell me that it's working. Everywhere I go, you're still in me. And I'll try to subtract your dancing artifacts, but they corners of my mind. So let me drown. Let me drown in this pool. In this pool.
without you.
Excellent, man. Excellent stuff. Dennis from Saints and Lovers here. Check out their website, saintsandlovers.net. Go to myspace.com/saintsandlovers. When you're not there, go to bestinshowradio.com and enjoy what you can over there. I think the clock on the side of the clubhouse wall is telling us it's time to go away. It's time for Best in Show to be gone.
That was very like Mr. Rogers or PBS of you.
Well, I'm doing what I can to be. I'm trying to appeal to the PBS crowd. We'll check you guys out here next week. Be sure to check out Saints and Lovers' record, Still.
Still.
Be sure to check out bestinshowradio.com. Thanks to Deja. Thanks to the Chick Magnet. Thanks to Vito. Thanks to all of you for being part of the show. Thanks to Vanessa.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Thanks to Dennis. Thanks to Saints and Lovers. And
thank you, guys.
We'll see you guys next week here on Best in Show, bestinshowradio.com. Cocky Socks, Steamroller, Roll Over Your Face. Listen to the record. Rock it. Love it.
Thank you, DJ New Style.
I didn't even get into that. We'll talk about it next week. DJ New Style's been hooking us up. See you guys next week. Hey, Webster.